Well, as you say, those of us who are good gardeners, we have other things ripening and getting ready in our garden.
There you go, radishes. I know, radishes. You know, everybody.
Yeah, tell me how I'm having trouble raising radishes.
Well, that's good. If you're raising them at all, you're having trouble. You're in a mental state of a lapse if you even planted them. But people at this time of the year say, hey, my radish got hot on me. It's hot and it cracked. That's over maturity. You know, I said that broccoli would be ready to harvest from transplant in 60 days at this time of year when it's hot. Later on, if you were to plant broccoli now, it'll probably take 70 to 80 days, so it'll take a little bit longer. That's because the temperature is cooling down.
Well, we got lots of time.
Especially nighttime.
Yeah.
There's no problem.
Lots
I'm just
time.
Indicating the time. Same way with radish. Now, radish, you may be able to harvest it in 4 or 5 days after you plant it as hot as it is, and otherwise, as it gets cooler, you can leave it there, and you can leave it there longer, and it'll still be sweet.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is what's causing the problem. Now, also, I was talking to Versus the other day, and they said they're getting ready to start harvesting pickling cucumbers. About one of the first fall things that they harvest. Now, people always say, you know, I don't understand. I planted a pickling cucumber, and then when I went out there to get it, it was big enough to make a canoe out of. You know, I could haul it out and float down the river in it. You got to get this stuff when it's small. I mean, you got to go out there and look every now and then. Don't wait till you can see the cucumber from the house sticking up over the vine. You know, this is not a jack and a beanstalk deal. You got to go out there and kind of look around and see what you got. And the day you see that cucumber, when you see that little baby laying there, and this is true for squash too, yellow or green squash. When you see it, the day you see it. Don't go back to the house and scratch, because when you come back, you'll have to figure out some way to bake it. Now, granted, some people that let their squash get over mature, and I've gone through this before, when it gets over mature, people will eat any nasty thing they grow. You know, if you were to take some of this big old squash that people eat down to the grocery, they'd be picketing outside, trying to close the place. But, Lord, they go, I've heard these recipes where they take the squash, cut it into this zucchini.
Oh, yeah.
And put a bunch of hamburger meat in there, and potatoes
delicious.
And all this kind of stuff, and then bake it and cook it for about 6 days, and then all of a sudden, you know, they hollow out the center, which is the only fit thing to eat in the whole thing, and then eat it and talk about how delicious it is. Now, don't mess with me. You're trying to fool yourself is what you're doing. If you'd have picked that squash right, it would have been edible, and you would have enjoyed it.
I have a recipe for squash bread. Squash muffins, you have to try it.
Oh, I can hardly wait. I'm excited. Speaking of being excited, guy, I'm big time tomorrow.
What are you doing?
Tomorrow I'm going to be on the Morning Magazine or with
Eliza.
We're going to be remote, son. We're going to be live and remote out somewhere at the vegetable garden, farmer's market,
right,
or somewhere out there. And be out there. I'll be live on there, taking call in, semi-live. I'm live everywhere. I don't understand.
They have a 10-second delay when Parsons is on.
When I'm on television, they always say, "You live?" I said, "Sure, I'm always live when I do that." I don't know what is this live. But we'll be there doing a live tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and they've got so if you got any obscene calls or questions or whatever, call in and say nice things about me. And otherwise, after all this planting and work we've done on these fall vegetables, for goodness sake, get them at their prime maturity. If you're confused about their prime maturity, go to the grocery and look at the size that they sell there, and that's a good indication of when you should take them.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. Jerry will be back with us on Thursday.